Yorkton. You need to be a hockey fan of a certain age, most certainly a gray-haired one, or a bit of a hockey historian to know the name Bill Moseyenko. And, even historically, he is usually best remembered for a mere 21 seconds when he scored 3 goals in a game, setting the mark for the fastest hat trick in NHL history, a record that will never likely be challenged, but there is much more to Moseyenko's career. The full story is told in a recent book, Moseyenko: The Man Who Caught Lightning in a Bottle, by Ty DeLello from Great Plains Publications. When I picked up the book, I admit I knew about the 3-goal record, and that Moseyenko had been inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame after a long career with the Chicago Blackhawks, 14 seasons, but he was retired from the NHL a half decade before I was born, so I knew few details. DeLello did a fine job of telling Moseyenko's story, from growing up in Winnipeg through his long career, to retiring back to the Peg, where he operated a bowling alley for years. DeLello said he has always been really passionate about hockey, and as a journalist has written several books on the sport. As he was researching, the 28-year-old author became aware of Moseyenko. "I was kind of surprised something wasn't already done on him," he said in a recent interview with Yorkton This Week. So DeLello took on the job, undertaking a deeper dive into his life. "I sort of reached out to his family. They were helpful on every step." "The Moseyenko story is one that is more than just a Hall of Fame NHL career," said DeLello. "He was such a great ambassador here in Manitoba for the sport," he said. That said, Moseyenko did star in the NHL in a time of no helmets, 6 teams and lots of rough and tumble hockey. "How tough was it?" Well, DeLello writes about it in the book, where he included some of Moseyenko's own reflections. "Early on, Jack Schuchek of Boston pushed me into the boards, and I twisted my left ankle. I've missed quite a bit of playing time since then, too, with various injuries. In 1945-46, Bill Moe of the Rangers checked me, and I got torn ligaments in my knee. Later that year, Don Grosso of Detroit bumped me into the boards, which resulted in a shoulder separation. In the 1947 All-Star Game, Jim Thompson of Toronto checked me into the boards, my skate caught, and I had a broken ankle. I also had a separation in my other shoulder, torn knee ligaments 4 times, a fractured toe, a fractured cheekbone, but I didn't miss any playing time, and a fractured nose 3 times. Ted Lindsay and Elmer Latch were pretty handy with the stick. Howe plays for keeps. He's brought up that way, and he stops at nothing to stop you. I played against Richard for many years, and he never did anything dirty to me. I never once saw him start anything, but they were on him all the time, and he just naturally blew up." While they only stayed together for 2 seasons, Moseyenko was for a time part of one of, if not the greatest, line combinations of the era, forming the Pony Line, with Max and Doug Bentley from Delisle, Sask. "The Bentleys were 2 of the greatest hockey players of all time," said DeLello, adding they were both great skaters, as was Moseyenko, and all 3 are in the Hall of Fame. The Bentleys figure rather prominently in the book, with DeLello actually spending time in Delisle with Max Bentley's oldest son. DeLello said he left the town wondering why the town doesn't do a bit more to remember them, the Bentleys, going as far as to suggest the arena should at least be named after the great NHLers. The book, however, is generally a biography telling the story of Moseyenko, from his childhood spent skating on the rinks of Winnipeg's North End in the 1920s and 30s to his illustrious 14-year NHL career to his return to Winnipeg to play with the Winnipeg Warriors to his post-retirement career as the owner of the iconic Moseyenko Bowling Lanes, noted www.greatplains.mb.ca publishers of the book. 2 things which became evident throughout the book were Moseyenko was a gifted skater and a truly nice guy. The speed was critical. Moseyenko played in a rough era and at 160 pounds had to be quick just to survive, let alone thrive. "He really took on the craft to become a great skater," said DeLello, adding in his youth Moseyenko grew up as a speed skater. In the NHL, Moseyenko was widely recognized as the fastest skater in the league. As for being a nice guy, DeLello foreshadowed that about Moseyenko in his introduction, where he wrote, "With that, I learned early on in writing this book that while Moseyenko was a world-class hockey player, he was more importantly a world-class person. A people person. Bill was a genuine guy that loved to just talk to different people, regardless of their background. That's not to downplay his hockey career at all. The son of Ukrainian immigrants, Moseyenko grew up on skates in the tough working-class North End neighborhood of Winnipeg. He spent all his time at the local rink near his house, honing his craft by skating and shooting pucks. In our interview he added, "Hockey players are pretty down-to-earth and Moseyenko was a class above that. I interviewed over 100 people. Nobody said a bad thing about him. He was an absolute gem." So too was DeLello's book, which is certainly worth a read about a hockey player's greatness which may be being forgotten to the mists of time.